By the mercy of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, we who are engaged in the practice of Krishna consciousness have adopted a way of life that to most people of the world would seem very austere, very strange. No meat, no fish, no eggs, no garlic, no onions, no mushrooms, no gambling, no illicit sex, no intoxication down to tea and coffee. We adopt these things on the principle of anukulyasya sankalpa pratikulyasya varjanam. Accepting whatever is favorable for advancing in Krishna consciousness and rejecting all activities that obstruct our advancement in Krishna consciousness. Krishna is very, very merciful to have allowed us to engage in His service at even this rudimentary level. Krishna is very merciful, but He is not cheap. By the extraordinary mercy of Lord Krishna, Srila Prabhupada came and instructed us and gave us the chance to approach Krishna, which, especially for Westerners, that was previously, that opportunity just wasn't there. And practically speaking, Indians today, very few of them would have got an idea of what is pure Krishna consciousness. Who is Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Were it not for the teachings and missionary activities of His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Krishna is merciful, but He is not cheap. Means that there are rules to be followed. We may sometimes think that, yeah, well, Krishna is very merciful. The rules are a bit tough, and we don't have to always follow them exactly. And in this way, reasoning like this, we may just slip into some bad habits. Little things. I'm not talking about grossly sinful activities like eating hamburgers or visiting prostitutes, but little things which maybe not a few devotees engage in, that clearly their life is dedicated to Krishna, but they may, for instance, it's quite commonly observed that devotees eat food which is not offered to Krishna. Now you may say, well, that's a small thing. Krishna is very merciful. He won't block His mercy. We're chanting the holy name. Sometimes if we eat a little food here and there which is not offered to Krishna, some commercially prepared biscuits or bread, something like this, some ice cream, what's the harm there? Increasingly common among devotees, it seems, is to eat chocolate. Now, from Srila Prabhupada's instructions and practice, it might seem not quite clear whether or not Srila Prabhupada approved that, or if it is acceptable. But if it's not a big thing, why take the risk? If eating chocolate could block our progress in Krishna consciousness, then why take the risk? Basically, we do so for our own sense gratification, apart from the fact that if we eat commercially prepared chocolates, that is going to be food prepared by non-devotees, which is not offerable to Krishna. The chocolate, there's some argument whether or not it has intoxicating elements, but two things are sure about chocolate production. One thing is many bugs are killed in the process. So you're eating along with the chocolate, bits of pulverized bugs. And another thing is that most of the chocolate produced in the world is done so with illegal, exploitive child labor. So there are just some examples. There are so many things. We may say, well, it's not what you eat. It's the consciousness that matters. See, I'm chanting Hare Krishna, I'm thinking of Krishna. It's not what you eat, it's what consciousness you're in that matters. Well, that's not the teaching of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Bishayer anna khaile dushta hoiman. If we eat food of sense gratificatory person, sense enjoyers, then the mind will become contaminated. Srila Prabhupada taught us to take only food offered to Krishna. This idea that you only, it doesn't matter what you eat, it's only the consciousness that matters. This, it was actually stated by Swami Vivekananda and is used up to the present day by members of the Ramakrishna Mission to supposedly justify their eating flesh while purportedly following a spiritual path. So we can see it's a very dangerous idea to try to avoid following the strict path, making some excuses. Well, one excuse can lead to another. Rising early was another point that Srila Prabhupada instituted for his followers. That may be difficult for devotees who are engaged in the secular world, who have long work hours, come home late, have to leave early for work and all these things. It may be difficult, but as far as possible, we should try to rise early every morning. And definitely those who have taken to ashram life, there is no excuse for them not to rise early every morning. Not chanting round 16, sometimes I skip it, I'll make it up later. These are the kinds of excuses that we allow our minds to make. Or, this is much more common, just not taking the effort to try to chant with attention and love. Just thinking, well, I'm chanting. All right, something's better than nothing, but if we have the process by which we can develop pure Krishna consciousness, then why water it down at any level? There are so many different things. Maintaining other interests which have nothing to do with Krishna consciousness, indulgence in watching, for instance, action movies, adventure movies, romance movies, all different kinds of things. Different kinds of sports that have nothing to do with Krishna consciousness. So it's possible. The mind can cheat us in this way, but if we consider that Srila Prabhupada and the previous acharyas have given us a process whereby we can become fully Krishna conscious, if we follow it, then we shouldn't take the risks of indulging even in little things which are quite likely to keep us from attaining pure Krishna prema. Now, observing these things, just like not eating food which is not offerable to Krishna, which is not offered to Krishna, not watching karmi movies, these things in and of themselves cannot give Krishna prema, but not observing these things is likely to obstruct our progress. So let us show Krishna that we really want to get his mercy, not take his mercy cheaply, and cut out from our lives the little things. There may be so many possible varieties. Maya has so many tricks up her sleeve. But just recognize these things for what they are and cut out of our lives the little things which can keep us from Krishna, can block our progress. Hare Krishna.